Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this week's Impact Wrestling Media Teleconference. This is Ross Forman. I'd like to welcome our special guest, Eddie Edwards. Good morning. Good afternoon. Well, I guess it would be morning for you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing is the bigger question.
I'm doing good. Much better than expected, actually, at this point, as far as my eye injury goes. But I'm doing good.
Well, as everybody probably has read, it was a rather rough week for you down in Orlando. We were down there about a week or 10 days or so ago. Why don't you bring us up to speed on what happened and where you're at on recovery?
Yeah, I've had a better few days last time, but I ended up getting hit in the face with a baseball bat by Sammy Callahan and OVE and... my face, I had to get rushed to the hospital in ambulance and, I had to get, CAT scan and all that stuff. Turned out I had a small fracture, around my eye and a small fracture, on the right side of my nose and, a couple cuts and a pretty sweet black eye. But luckily, at the time they told me I would need surgery and, in the long run, it looks like everything's going to be okay. As of now, the pain's down, which is obviously a good thing. And, my vision is, just about back to, to 100%. But, like I said, I'm definitely further along than I expected I would be at this point. So, it could always be worse, that's for sure.
It was a scary moment, I will admit that. Ambulance and back there, but glad to hear everything sounds like it's coming back to normal for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm definitely on the right path, the right track right now.
And no doubt you have a little payback for Sammy Callahan forthcoming.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. At this point, obviously the focus is on Sammy and OVE. Things happen in the ring, but then there's lines, certain lines you don't cross, and Sammy and OVE, they seem to know how to cross a line a little too easily.
They've quickly become public enemy number one around here.
for me, that's for sure.
Around the entire Eddie Edwards family, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I know, the wife is not too happy about it, and, of course, my friends, a bunch of my friends, the boys in the back, obviously, kind of feel the same way, and a lot of people reached out, so, that was, the positive in this negative was, so many of my friends reached out and just to touch base, so that was a nice thing to happen.
Alrighty. Well, we will, anything else going on for you these days? Anything else busy?
Not right now. Just trying to recover and just try to get back and ready to take on Sammy and OVE, man.
Alrighty. Well, we will open it up for questions from the media. Again, as usual, I ask you to identify yourself, your media outlet, and please limit it to one question at a time, and then we will come back if you have a follow-up question for Eddie.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
If you want to truly style and profile and tell it like it is, you got to be wearing the official t-shirt. Head over right now to prowrestlingtees.com/Gurick. That is the official merchandise store of Gurick.net. 8 great designs, $17.99. Plus shipping and handling will get you one of our shirts. Check them out today, prowrestlingtees.com/Gurick. They ship internationally, domestically, PayPal, debit, credit, you name it, they got it. prowrestlingtees.com/Gurick. And for the latest in pro wrestling news, keep it locked to Gurick.net, your number one source on the World Wide Web for the latest in pro wrestling news since 1997.
Hello, Eddie. How are you doing? This is Riju from Sports Kita in India.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. My question was, how do you feel from going from a six-sided ring to a four-sided one?
You know, I'm used to working a four-sided ring, so it's really nothing to me. You know, that's how I was brought up. You know, that's how I train. And, you know, aside from Impact Wrestling, you know, everywhere else was for the most part a four-sided ring. So, you know, it's nothing new to me. And, you know, I think that, you know, everybody's ready to, you know, continue doing what we do, whether it's a six-sided ring or a four-sided ring. I don't think it's going to stop or prevent anybody from doing anything we like to do it now.
Hi, it's Don Davies from Slam Wrestling. You had an amazing year in 2017 for Pro Wrestling NOAA. Do you have any plans in 2018 in Pro Wrestling NOAA?
You know, in my mind, I always want to go back. I'm always prepared, you know, to go back to Japan for Pro Wrestling NOAA. At this time, you know, there's no set date, but, you know, I'm always in conversation, always in talks with them to try to get back over. You know, obviously, winning the GHC Heavyweight Championship, that was one of my goals as a professional wrestler. So, you know, I was unfortunate I lost that title, but I had my sights set on other things over there as well. Maybe I can go over there with, you know, somebody from Impact and do some tag stuff. I think that would be a unique opportunity for us. So I'm keeping the options open. I'm just looking forward to getting back over there.
Hey, Eddie, this is Graham Matthews with Hinro.com. We saw a little bit of your wife, Alicia Edwards, on Impact Wrestling last year. What was it like working with her on TV? What's her current status with Impact Wrestling?
Yeah, man, it was cool. It was, you know, for a long time, obviously, you know, we met through wrestling, so that was always our connection. But then for a long time, you know, we'd do some indie shows here and there together. But to be able to, you know, work at Impact Wrestling together is a whole new ballgame for us. And it was a unique opportunity, and it was pretty cool. You know, we didn't get sick of each other traveling together, which is always a nice thing. And she's still a part of Impact Wrestling, and she will be back sometime soon, that's for damn sure.
Hey, Eddie, it's Mike Johnson from PW Insider. How are you, sir?
Good, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good to talk to you. There's been some speculation that your deal with Impact is up next month. Can you clarify what your contractual status with the company right now is?
Yeah, you know, Impact Wrestling has been my home for the past few years, and it will continue to be my home for the foreseeable future.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
This is Stephanie from Steel Chair Magazine in UK. My question will be pretty simple. What 2018 on Impact Wrestling would be for Eddie Edwards in terms of championships, match? What are your goals for 2018? Thank you.
Yeah, you know, my goals right now, you know, in the immediate future are, you know, to go out to Sammy and Lee and get this thing, you know, get this revenge accomplished on Sammy. But then, you know, in the background, there's always that heavyweight championship. That's, you know, that's why I am a pro wrestler. That's why everybody comes to pro wrestling to become the world champion. So that's always in my sights at all times. It's always on my mind. But right now, I have to focus on, you know, on Sammy and OVE and trying to get the revenge for, you know, basically trying to take one of my eyes. So that's my plan right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Riju from SportsKira again. I was listening to an interview with Sammy Callihan in which he said you had a chat with him after the incident happened. Could you shed some light on what was discussed in this talk? Thank you.
You know, yeah, of course. You know, I can't really specify what was said, you know, in the back, but, you know, we had a conversation, we exchanged some words, and, you know, that will be, you know, between us, but, you know, some things are done with intent, some things are done by accident, and, you know, some people are up in the air as to how this happened. in the ring, and, you know, I'll let people try to figure out on their own.
Hi, Ryan Bowman from GorillaPosition.com. You had so many tag team accomplishments when you entered Impact Wrestling. How important was it for you to establish yourself as a singles competitor, not just in the U.S., but also with what you've done internationally?
Yeah, you know, obviously coming into Impact Wrestling as part of the Wolves with Davey Richards, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to, you know, continue as a tag team, and you know, obviously we saw success like that. But I think one of the strong points for us as a team was at any point you could break us apart, or we could go singles, or we'd get back together. But when we went out on our own, we would still have success. So I think that was a very unique thing where you don't see with a lot of tag teams where if you break them up, they tend to, you know, kind of fizzle out. But I feel when you separated us, we would still find that success. And, you know, over this past year, obviously, Pro Wrestling Noah winning the championship there, and, you know, being a former heavyweight champion for Impact. If there was any doubt, which I don't know there was, but I feel like I had proved myself. And, but, you know, I've obviously am very grateful for the time that I had with Davey, and who knows what would happen down the road.
Hey, Eddie, it's Mike Johnson again, sir. In the last year, the company has had obviously a larger spotlight in the Canadian markets. I was curious if you could break down how you feel about working more in front of the Canadian audience, and if there's a noticeable difference from the performer's perspective in how the Canadian fans react versus the fans in Orlando.
You know, as far as getting to work in front of a new crowd, that's always a great thing for, you know, for any company. Especially with Impact Wrestling, be able to expand the brand right now. As far as being, you know, for us in the ring, you know, we're going to go out, we're going to do our stuff that, you know, that never changes. But to be able to, you know, apply our trade in front of people who may not have seen us live, or, you know, may not have seen us on TV and stuff like that, it's just a new chance to bring new fans in. So there is a sense of, for myself anyway, you know, a sense of added pressure, like, all right, let's not drop the ball here. Let's take this, let's run with it. Let's show these people what we can do and what we can accomplish and try to get them on board. That's, you know, that's the main goal.
Given that the Orlando fans have seen everything under the sun in the last 12, 15 years of Impact history, is it a little easier as a performer to get a reaction out of those Canadian fans versus trying to get those Orlando fans to react when they've obviously experienced everything you can imagine?
I think it's situational. I think it kind of happens anywhere you go. If it's a fan or fans who have seen everything who are kind of jaded, they're going to be a bit tougher. But even in Orlando, you know, there's going to be fans who are, you know, who love wrestling or into everything. And obviously those are the fans that, you know, we love and we want all the time. So I think it's all situational. It all depends on what's going on in the ring and what each fan has seen on their own. Yeah, it's tough to kind of break it down that way.
All right. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you got a question from Lee Mead of Live Radio in Scotland. Both you and your wife are wrestlers. Do you watch each other's matches as they happen, or do you critique each other afterward?
Yeah, you know, we, of course, I try to, as much as we can, we try to watch the matches as they happen. But obviously, at taping and stuff like that, sometimes you're running all over the place doing other things. But any chance I get or any chance she gets to watch my match, we make sure to do that. And then, of course, you know, we're a team. We're a team, not just in wrestling, but we're a team in life, and we want to support each other. So if there's something that she thinks I can do better, she'll tell me. If something I feel like she could do better or change, I'll let her know. We always try to strive to make each other better, and that's what makes us a special. It makes us a couple that works, you know. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hi there, I'm Lee Pontrace from Evening Pop, and my question is to you, Eddie. When you got attacked by Sally Callahan, what was the thought that was going through your mind at the time, and has he shown any remorse for what he's done to you?
what were my thoughts? What were his thoughts?
Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, as soon as it happened, I grabbed my eye and I got out of the ring and got to the back as fast as I could. And, you know, as I'm walking up the ramp, my thought is I hope my eyeball is not in my hand or in the ring or somewhere. You know, I mean, I had no idea. I just, you know, I got hit. I felt that hit to my eye, and I just, you know, I assume the worst and hope for the best. And obviously, in the end, it worked out better than it could have, so I'm very thankful for that. You know, Sammy, he said a few things to me here and there, and I think he had some remorse, you know, maybe, but I can't get into his mind. You guys are going to have to ask him. I don't really know where his head is at with this whole situation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Eddie, this is Graham Matthews from HiddenRogue.com again. Lashley's kind of been in the news recently for his departure from Impact Wrestling. What were your thoughts on working with him over the World Championship in late 2016, early 2017? And did you expect to win a world title upon coming to Impact about 4 years ago as a tag team competitor?
Man, you know, Lashley's the man. He's a great guy outside the ring. He's obviously an unbelievable talent, just a freak of nature in the ring. And I always felt that we had good chemistry. I always felt that, you know, when we went into the ring, he would bring the best out of me, and I would do my best, you know, to bring the best out of him, which obviously in wrestling, that is what you want to do. That's what we want to accomplish. I've said this before, and I would wrestle Lashley any day of the week, every day of the week, and, you know, it doesn't matter. I really enjoy those matches. I always felt the pain, the bumps and bruises after, but, you know, this is what was worth it. As far as becoming a heavyweight champion, like I said, this, you know, that's always a goal. You know, that's all of our goals in wrestling. We want to become the world champion. Did I think it would happen the way it did, when it did? Maybe not. But I always had that goal. So that was always on that list of goals, which I try to break, you know, I always try to break it down and went from win the tag team championships, win the national championship, and then win the heavyweight championship. And lucky enough for me, I was able to check all those off my list, and I'm very thankful for that.
Hey, what's up, players? Teddy Long. Hey, for all your pro wrestling news, all you've got to do is go to Gehrig.net. That's right. For all your pro wrestling news, go to Gehrig.net. And they have been number one since 1997. Now, that's a long time, players. That means it's a lot of credibility. Holla.
Hi, Eddie. David Dunlop, New Zealand pro wrestling informer. As a well-traveled pro wrestler, you know, you've been all over the globe. How important do you think it is for Impact Wrestling to maintain working relationships with various companies around the world, like, you know, AAA in Mexico, Pro Wrestling NOAH in Japan, etc.?
I think it's a very important thing. I think it opens up the door to endless possibilities to, you know, matchups, you know, matches that you thought you'd never see, and just special events that, you know, people thought they would never see and never be a part of. Like, if it wasn't for the working relationship between Pro Wrestling and Impact Wrestling, I probably wouldn't have got the chance to become a world champion over there, to become a GHC champion. So it just opens up doors, and that's what it is in this business. You want to have working relationships. You want to have chances. You want to have opportunities, and by having all these working relationships, that's what it provides, is opportunity, and that's the biggest thing in professional wrestling, getting that chance.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Well, quick question for you. It's 4 in the morning. Are you waking up, or are you still going to bed?
I've offered to still go to bed. I've stayed up all night for this one.
All right. Well, there you go. Congratulations. Thank you for sticking around. Eddie, you been to New Zealand?
Not yet. That's on the bucket list, though.
All right, well, I'm sure Dave will give you the VIP treatment when you get over there.
Yeah, come on over. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, hopefully, at some point.
Hey, this is Kira again. Just wanted to know your thoughts on Austin Aries coming back to Impact Wrestling.
About Aries coming back?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I think that's a, you know, it's a great thing. Aries, you know, he was a huge part of Impact Wrestling just a few years ago. So to have him come back and, you know, obviously he's stepped his game up. He's elevated his game. And to be able to come back with a new crop of wrestlers, new crop of superstars in Impact Wrestling, I get it. It gives us some unique matches, some unique matchups. He's a true professional. He's one of the best there is in the game right now, as far as on the mic and in the ring. So that's hard to come by. So he's something special, and it's nice to have him back home, as we say in Impact Wrestling.
Stephanie for Future Magazine in UK again. I may be French, but I'm representing a British media, and I noticed that you've been working in the United Kingdom for something like 10 years. And I wanted to ask you about the evolution of British wrestling and the crowd and everything that you see, you noticed over this last 10 years. And thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see what's going on in the UK scene right now. It's just professional wrestling in general, you know, independent wrestling is just, it's on fire right now. And it's a real cool thing to say, it's to see, because, you know, when I did go over, and I remember 2008 was the first time I got over, you know, to see how it was back then, you know, so had ups and downs back then, but to see how it is now, the game is just elevated. It's amazing right now. You can find a good show, an amazing show to go to, you know, almost any day of the week, and especially on the weekend. And there's a lot of talent over there right now. And I think it's guys that are going to be breaking out very shortly. Hopefully, internationally, you know, hopefully they get a chance over here, but I love going to the UK, it's especially right now, because the crowd's so hot right now. It's a truly special time right now over there. And hopefully everybody realizes that, because unfortunately in wrestling there's ups and downs, and you never know how long things are going to last. So, hey, don't take it for granted. That's my word of advice.
Thank you.
Hello again, it's Francis Reyes from Ring Pop. My question is this, how important do you think it is for Impact to do like international tours, like maybe to UK or other countries, for example?
I think, obviously, you know, a few years ago, that was one of our biggest things to do, was to go to the UK and do our UK tour. And I think that, you know, it's an important thing, even right now, you know, just getting back into Canada and stuff like that. You want to be able to show the product to as many eyes as you can. You want them to be able to go to a live event and feel the atmosphere. It's such a unique thing. Impact Wrestling is a unique thing where you need to be there to experience it. And sometimes it can be lost on TV and on video, but if you're there live, then you can truly feel it and truly see the excitement. So the more we get to travel, the more eyes we get to be in front of, the better.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, we have an email question here. What were some of the things you did after you came back for the last few days down in Orlando?
When I came back after being hurt, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Although I was hurt, I still had revenge on my mind. So I made sure to get involved with Sammy and help you do the best I could. You know, I had one eye, but I could still swing.
Hey, Vijay from Sports Care again. And one of my favorite matches that you were in was the one in the Hardy compound, Total Nonstop Deletion. What are your memories from the match, and do you have basically that? What are your memories from that particular match?
Yeah, you know, that was pretty cool, and definitely a unique match to have. You know, when those matches were happening, when they were doing the stuff at the Hardy compound, right from the first time I saw it, I was like, you know, I want to be a part. I need to do this. I want to be a part of this, because it was such a cool thing. It's such a different thing in professional wrestling. So when I got word that we were going to be doing a match there, I was pumped about it. And, you know, when as far as, you know, bucket list things in professional wrestling, I can honestly say that wrestling on a volcano, that wasn't on my bucket list, but now that I've done it, I'm very happy that it can be on my bucket list, because I never thought I would be getting blown up on a volcano while fighting Bobby Lashley. So it was a very unique experience, but a very awesome experience.
Hey guys, Marty Daniels here. Check out Gerwick.net today for all of your wrestling news, breaking stories, TV recaps, live pay-per-view coverage, pay-per-view archives, complete WWE talent rosters for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Gerwick.net is your number one source for everything professional wrestling.
Hey, we got a question from the Markout Mania podcast. You were trained by Killer Kowalski. There were some huge names coming out of this school, including yourself, Triple H, Big John Studd, China, and others. You have to single it down to one thing that was that you learned from Killer. Talk to me about that, and what advice did he give you that helped you most model your career?
One of the most important things Killer taught was, you know, to everything had to be real. There's no pulling anything. There's no half this, half that, no half-ass anything. You're either all in or you're all out. That was something that I've carried that with me throughout my career. I remember walking up the schools with Thayer, and he was always there. First person there, last one to leave. And that's a mentality that I try to throw myself. I actually won the award most dedicated at school, at the training school there. So that's something that I've tried to carry on from early on my career, and I still continue to carry this day. Killer was a great teacher, and he was a great man, obviously. And I know he's already missed.
Hi, Eddie David Dunn, his own person in Florida again. Obviously, this injury put you in hospital pretty gruesome. Is that the first major injury that you've had, or have you been banged up before in your career?
I've been banged up before. You know, stitches and cuts before, and broken elbow, broken heel, separated shoulders. And, you know, I've had a decent amount here and there, the knee surgery. But all in all, for how long I've been doing it, and I feel like the style that I've escaped so far, pretty lucky,
knock on wood. Yeah, you got a question, your reaction to yesterday's Baseball Hall of Fame announcement with four guys going in. Jim Thome, Vlad Guerrero, who else we got here? Chipper Jones, and Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah, I've obviously, guys, it's getting to the point where it's guys that I grew up watching, so it's cool to see these guys that were so prominent in the game when I was, growing up, to see them now in the Hall of Fame. It's cool to see, but it's also kind of sad to see, because it just means I'm getting older, which is not nice.
Hello, guys. Francis Reyes from Evening Public. I was up, Eddie. So what's your plans for Valentine's Day with you? Have you got anything special planned, or any advice you can give any of the media out there for, like, with the snakes and others?
As of now, we don't have an exact plan. I think the wife actually may have turkey duty, but over the last few years, I've been away for the majority of the Valentine's Day, which obviously sucks, but it also makes my time home much more special. And, you can't go wrong with flowers and chocolates. Edible arrangements, that's always a good one. So don't be afraid to get those treats. But, I try not to focus on just the one day, Valentine's Day. We try to make the most of it anytime we're together. And I think that everybody should do that.
Ed Davey of the Impact Lounge emailed in. Where would you rank the Wolves all time among tag team wrestling?
Yes, that's not my job to do. I can't rank us. It's number one in my heart, number one in my mind. But, that's not up to us to, not up to me to decide. It's up to the fans and whoever else. It's, I can't be unbiased from that.
Hey, this is Polsky again. My question is, I had interviewed you in before your performance in India. and you said you were looking forward to it. How was your experience in India, and would you like to come back again?
Yeah, it was cool. It was obviously my first trip to India, so to be able to do that as part of Impact Wrestling and for the Impact television tapings, it was cool to see you know, the fans and the people of India just, you know, they fully embraced us. And I tried to do the same when I was over there. I wanted to, you know, you obviously eat the food, you know, the local food, the Indian food and stuff like that, and walk around and see, you know, just see the area. I try to do that anywhere I go. But so I made sure to do that when I went to India. Unfortunately, I did get sick at the end. I admit it. I got sick when I came back home, but it wasn't too bad. So all in all, it was definitely worth it. And then, of course, I'd be happy to go back again. Hopefully, it'll be with Impact Wrestling.
What kind of tour guide is Sanjay Dutt?
You can be better.
Hey, Eddie, it's Mike Johnson from PW Insider again. There's been a lot of changes in the roster of Impact. As a performer who just said he's staying for the foreseeable future, what do those changes mean to you in terms of your standing with the company as far as you're concerned, in terms of how they use you, and in terms of excitement, because when people leave, others have to come in. So obviously there's fresh and creative juices that also flow. So what's it like being someone that's watching all these changes and working in the midst of them?
Yeah, you know, like you said, people leave and people come in and people step up. It's either sink or swim for a lot of guys. You know, people are getting their shot, you know, on TV, on television product. You gotta show you can do, or else you're not going to last. So that's definitely a good time to see, you know, a good thing to see, is either sink or swim, boys. So jump in and do it. As far as myself, I continue doing the same thing. You know, I worry about my stuff in the ring. I can't control things in the back. You know, it's kind of the attitude. I know we talked before. It's the attitude I've just had where I just do my thing. My stuff's in the ring. That's all I can really concern myself with. To try to represent myself to the best of my abilities, and just kind of let everything unfold and see where the chips lay in the end.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Stephanie from Future Magazine again. Unlike the Mike Johnson quoted, there's been a lot of changing in the roster, and you may be one now of the veterans of the roster. And I wanted to ask you, like Sanjay Dutt, like Abbas or Gyal Kim, are you interested in being creative, being behind the scenes, helping young talent? Is something you want to do with Impact or with other company, or for your own, with maybe your own training? Thank you. Merci.
Thank you. I think, you know, right now, I just want to be able to focus on my stuff in the ring. I wouldn't want anything to affect what I do out there. I don't know if I'd be able to put out those names that you mentioned there. They're very unique and very special because they have the talent to be able to do both, and that's tough to do. They're some of the very best at it. I would like to, you know, possibly do some training down the road, but you know, not anytime soon, because I just need to focus on what I'm doing in the ring and performing the best of my ability right now.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Visit our YouTube channel, search Gerwick Report Podcast, and subscribe.
Hey, Eddie, this is Graham Matthews with InRoad.com again. In the last 4 years, you've been with Impact. You've obviously worked with multiple talent, a lot of great talent. In the 4 years that you've been there, has there been any talent that you had not got a chance to work with that's been there at the same time that you have been that you wish you could have worked with?
You know, we were able to do a three-way tag match with Kurt Angle when he was still there, but I would have obviously loved to have had a singles match with him. That's one that unfortunately I missed out on. And even as of right now, I've never been in the ring with Alberto El Patron, so That's one that I'd like to be able to check out the bucket list at some point.
Hey, Ridhivans Mulki again. What are your thoughts on your former backing partner, D.V. Richards, pursuing a career outside wrestling in medicine?
It's amazing. He's always been that way. He's always had his goal set on becoming a doctor, and, you know, he's a firefighter, and he's a flight medic. It's amazing. It was always amazing to see him go through the whole process, you know, go through school and everything. He'd always be studying in the back, and while we're traveling, he'd always be studying. And it's very admirable, you know. He's one of those guys that he just fully engulfs himself in what he wants to do. And for a while there, it was wrestling, and it was, you know, medicine and going to school and that. So I'm very proud of, you know, what he's done. He's saving lives. I'm not doing that. So I'm very grateful that he's doing what he's doing, and I miss him.
All righty, we got a final question. We'll go to Ryan for the final question today.
Hey, Ryan Bowman from TheGorillaPosition.com again. You are a well-traveled veteran, as was stated earlier, and you have been all over the world. Through all the years, with the nagging injuries and all that travel, what do you have to do as far as changing up not just your style in the ring, but your day-to-day schedule as you progress and become a veteran and get older?
Yeah, you just have to be smarter about everything, you know, like you said, from the style of the ring, but obviously, you have to, you know, you want to rehab and, you know, be preventative as far as injuries and stuff like that. Because, yeah, you know, these days the bumps and bruises, they seem to last a little bit longer and, you know, come a little bit easier. So it's just all about being preventative. You just got to take care of your body the best you can. Obviously, some things are you can't avoid or unavoidable, you know, much like getting hit in the face with a baseball bat. But other than that, you just do your best and take care of your body. You got to be smart. Because I don't plan on finishing up anytime soon, so the longer I can do this, the better.
Alrighty, Eddie, I appreciate your time very much. What's the final thought for today? What's on your mind?
Today the final thought, obviously, I can't get the feeling of Sammy hitting me in the eye. I lay down and I can still feel the bat hitting me in the eye, and it's not pleasant. I don't know if you would expect that it would be, but it's not very pleasant. So today, tomorrow, next week, you know, the month from now, 6 months from now, my focus is, you know, to get my hands on Sammy and OVE and try to, you know, get a little revenge, get some payback. I think that's definitely in the works for me.
Alrighty, Will. I appreciate your time very much, and we will wish you the best of luck in your recovery, and hopefully things will get back to normal for you, and Sammy will get his little payback.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it, man.
Alrighty, media, I appreciate you calling very much. We'll be back next week with another superstar here on the Impact Wrestling Media Teleconference.